Today's shiur begins the Yad Vashem Yitzbarach with the Mishnah on Daf Samach Vav Amit Beis. Our Mishnah begins with the word V'kulon. We're referring to the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek, where the Mishnah told us different types of Malika that was not done properly, and therefore the Malika is possible. Now, it would stand to reason that if the Malika was not done right, then the bird should be in Nevela. A Nevela's Eif Tahar in particular has a special halacha. If somebody needs a kazayas of a Nevela's Eif Tahar, it is metamehim bebesabliya as he swallows it. Now, if I would take a regular bird, a chulin bird, and instead of shchita, do Malika with my fingernails, it would be a Nevela. There's no question about it. And it would be metamehim bebesabliya. However, by Karchim, by other wife, or Chata's wife, where the Torah says, do it this way, of course, if he does it properly, it's not a Nevela. But I would think that if his Malika, for whatever reason, is not a good Malika, then it should be the same as doing Malika for a Chulin bird. If the Torah didn't prescribe it this way, then the result should be Nevela. So if I do a Pasla Malika for a Karchim, I would have thought it should also be Nevela. And the Nela our Mishnah begins with a Chiddush. The Kula, in regard to all the Pasla Malikas that we said before, it may be possible in terms of Hegdish, but Ein Metamin Bebeis Habliya. The Malika is effective to say that it's not considered an avail. So that's a Chiddush. We can split it this way. What's possible for Hegdish is not necessarily possible in terms of its ability to remove the tum. However, Umayalin Bahen. And let's explain what we mean when we say however over here. Me'ilah, of course, is using Hegdish for your own benefit. The halacha is, as we discussed yesterday, that Me'ilah applies until there is a Shas Heter L'Kayhanim. Normally, that means that at the point that I have a good Shechita or I have a good Malika, at the point in the Avoida where the Kayhanim now can use the Ar or the Kayhanim can use the Basar, Me'ilah no longer applies. Because this Malika is not a good Malika, therefore, I was never Matir the Basar. And Memela, the Shas Heter L'Kayhanim would never come here. And this is Nogea to the Chatas Ha'ayif, because by the Yoyles Ha'ayif, the Basar wouldn't become Mutter regardless. And there's no R to become Mutter. But the Nogea of the Chatas Ha'ayif, normally, with a good Malika, the Basar becomes Mutter to the Kayhanim, and therefore, Me'ila no longer applies. Not over here. It's a good Malika to remove the tumma, that it doesn't have a din of nevela, but it's not a good malika to remove the issue of ne'ila. And therefore we say, however, umayal in dehen. Now what the Mishnah is going to do now, Alpi Pashtis, is to clarify this. That under normal circumstances, ne'ila will be removed. Chutz, with exception to a case where things are done properly. And we had an example in the Mishnah where things are done properly. Mechata zoayt shesol lamata. That's where it's supposed to be processed. Lamata mechota sikra. Kim maisa chatas. Physically, he carried out what is supposed to be done for a chatas. And in machshava, he did it l'shem chatas. So everything is right. Location is right. The process was right. The machshava was right. Then we say that ne'ila is removed. Because the basa becomes mutter to the kayhanim. And at the point that there is a shavhed la kayhanim, there is no Mi'ilah, and Agav Rashi reminds us over here, there is no Mi'ilah for anybody, even for a Tzar. Because one would imagine that for a Tzar, it never becomes Mutter. Only the Kayhanim are allowed to eat the Basar. So maybe for a Tzar, there would still be Mi'ilah. Well, there would definitely be an Isser for the Tzar to eat the Hegdish, but not Mi'ilah. The concept of Mi'ilah, the carbon Mi'ilah, and everything that goes along with Mi'ilah is only until the time that there is a Shas Heter L'Kayhanim. From that point and on, there is no Mila for anybody. Now the Mishnah proceeds to the next case, which we have already seen in the Shekel Vitali of the previous Gemara. One of the cases in the earlier Mishnah was Oila Sa'if Shasolamata. Wrong location. Oila Sa'if is supposed to be processed on top. Achatas is Lamata, not an Oila Sa'if. Now where does he go from here? He continues to treat this exactly like Achatas. Kimais Achatas? He treats it like a chatas. L'shem chatas. Not only does he do all the things that are supposed to be done for a chatas, in machshava, he says, I'm doing this l'shem chatas. Now the Eliezer Oimer, Yalamba. The Me'ila has never been removed over here. The reality is, this is a carbon oila. It was designated for an oila. Now an oila never has a shas heter l'kayhan. He went and treated it like a chatas. I don't know why he did that, but it doesn't change anything. Me'ila is still going to apply. Because Yeshua's Shita is different, and as we learned yesterday, we went through great pains to try to make sure that the previous Mishnah was consistent, the Dafka with Rabbi Yeshua's Shita. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer ain't Mayalimba. Even though this started out as a Noilas Hawais, and preferably he should have treated it like a Noilas Hawais, but in reality, what did he do with it? He processed it in the location of a Chatas, he did all the things you're supposed to do with the Chatas, and he did it L'shem Chatas. As a result, such of Yeshua, he turned it into a Chatas. And by a Chatas, the Me'ila goes off when it's processed correctly. Because if the Shas had to look Kehanim, the Basa becomes Mutter to the Kehanim. So, to put it in different words, Rabbi Eliezer says that once it's designated for an oila, it has the aloch of an oila. And if you treat it like a chatas, well, that doesn't make things better. That only complicates things. Rabbi Yeshua says that if he treated it like a chatas, in location, in place, and in machshav, it becomes a chatas. At least in terms of this aloch for sure. Omer, Rabbi Eliezer, I will prove to you that it doesn't become a chatas. I will prove to you that the issue of Me'ila stays, and I don't say that it had a shashet to look ahead. Look at it this way. Umayim chatas, madach a regular chatas, which is eaten by the kohanim. And therefore, she'ein mayalim ba lishma. If he processes the chatas lishma correctly, it has a shashet to look ahead, Me'ila no longer applies. However, kishashina shma mayalim ba. A chatas and a carbon pasach, as we have seen throughout this mesechta from the very beginning and on, have to be made lishma. If it's not lishma, it's pasach. So this same chatas, which had he processed correctly, Me'ila would have been removed. However, if he doesn't do it lishma, it's pasach, and the Me'ila that shashet el kehanim never comes, and the Me'ila is sustained. It never goes away. So oila, in regards to something that starts out as an oila, what is the halacha under normal circumstances? We mentioned before, by an oilas alois, there's never a shashet to look ahead. Even if you process it correctly, because nothing becomes mutter. The basar never becomes mutter. So an oil as opposed to a chatas, shemayalim ba lishma. The me'ila is sustained, the me'ila is not removed, even when he does a lishma. Oidazai kishashina shema. So if you take an oil and you make it worse, by being mishana, by not doing a lishma, and we know the rule, the less you do it correctly, then the greater the chance that the Me'ila stays, because you have not accomplished your goal, you don't reach the Chas Heter. So, Einidin, shouldn't you say for sure, Shemaluba, that the Me'ila stays? If when you do it right, the Me'ila stays, there's no way to reach a Chas Heter. So when you do it wrong, for sure, the Me'ila stays? You didn't accomplish your Chas Heter? So, Ebezezok Trabi Eliezer, if you take an Eilis wife and treat it like a chatas, even if you did everything correctly in terms of what you're supposed to do for a chatas, it still keeps its meal. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, so Rabbi Yeshua says, well, you can look at it differently. Again, Rabbi Yeshua holds that if you take an oil and change it into a chatas, and has the halacha of a chatas, and if there's a shas hetir for a kehanim, for a chatas, which means meila goes off, the same is true for this oil that was converted into a chatas. You have a kavachoymer. Your kavachoymer is madach achatas, where if it's done right, me'ila is removed. But when you're mishanit l'shem oila, the me'ila stays. So by an oila, where me'ila stays, even when you do it right, for sure the me'ila should stay when you do it wrong. But you can look at it differently. If you're going to dash on a kavachomer over here, you have to first establish the basic premise. And that is that by an oila sawaif, you're never going to have a case of where the me'ila is removed. By a chatas sawaif, you will. As a result, you always have to think that if you're advancing something toward an oila, me'ila is not going to be removed. If you're moving it toward a chatas, then me'ila will be removed. So Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, lie. I cannot accept your kavachomer. You start your kavachomer by pointing out the case of a chatas sheshino shemal l'shem oila. But in the matter of the chatas sheshino shemal l'shem oila, the reason over there that the me'ila doesn't go away is because shekeshina shemala davashi yeshbe me'ila. He took a chatas, which in concept loses its me'ila after its shasa heter, and he changed it to an oila, which doesn't lose its me'ila. Taimu b'yoila, therefore you're going to try to conclude that the same should be true for an oila? Sheshino shemala shem chatas, we hear too it shouldn't lose its me'ila, here it's the opposite. Here he took an oil which in concept never loses its ni'ila, and he advances it toward the idea of a chatas, which does lose its ni'ila after the shas ha'heter. Shekein shino shemala davasha ain by ni'ila. You change it to an oil which doesn't have ni'ila. So you can't compare the two situations in Dash and the Kavachimer. You gave me two situations that are going in the opposite direction. Adarab, if anything, you see over here that you're going to wind up with what you headed for. And in my case, it's an oila that headed into a chatas, and therefore, there should not be ni'ila. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, as we continue now at the top of the Amid, I will disprove what you're saying. We know that Kachi Kadashim is supposed to be shechted b'tzafen. For a Kachi Kadashim sheshachtan b'dorei, wrong location. However, not only is he shechting it in the wrong location, but he takes this carbon which was supposed to be Kachi Kadashim, and he shechts it l'shem Kadashim Kalim, v'shachtan l'shem Kadashim Kalim. Yechichu, this case will show us that I am right. What happened over here is very similar to our case. Our case was where he takes an oila suwaif, or a bird that was designated for an oila suwaif, and then treats it exactly the way you treat a chatas. Location, ma'isem machshav. That's what happened over here. He took kachay kadashim, and then he shechts it in the wrong place, and treats it as if it was kadashim kal. In location, and in machshav. According to you, he advanced it toward a concept, toward kadashim kalim, where there is no mi'ila, because that's the halacha of the kadashim kalim. Kadashim kalim have no mi'ila, only in the emet, only in the part that goes up on the mizbeach. So the conclusion should be, according to your mahalach over here, Rabbi Yeshua, that there should not be mi'ila for this. Shekein shinu eshimam l'dovah she'ein by mi'ila. Just like you're telling me he did with the oila, that he changed it toward a chatas, where there is no mi'ila when processed correctly. But you know what the halacha is with kachay kadashim that was shechted b'darim? The halacha is a mayal in the end that there is me'ila. Fakert. There's more me'ila than a regular kachay kadashim that was shechted in the right place. At least that could have a shafet l'kayhanim. But over here, being that he shechted it b'darim, it becomes possible. The zrik is not going to be effective to be matyo the basar, and therefore it's never going to have a shafet to be mitzit midei me'ila. So you see, this idea of advancing it toward a concept that shouldn't have ni'ila doesn't really change anything. We look more at what it starts out with, more so than in which direction I have taken it. So af ata, al titma al ha'oila. In your case of oila suwak, aval di sheshina shema, l'dava she'en by ni'ila, even though in location and in mais and in machshava, he treated it like a chata suwak, which loses its ni'ila when processed correctly. However, the result should still be Shimalaba, that Ni'ila should be sustained. Because it started out as Kachay Kadashim. Now before we see Rabbi Yeshua's response, let's just be Magdim as follows. By Kachay Mizbeach, there is no Din Ni'ila, only by things that are termed Kachay Hashem. That's because the Pasuk says, in Pashas V'yikra, Nefesh Kisim Ma'al V'chata B'shkaga Mi Kachay Hashem. That's the Pasha of Mila. And that's the reason that by Kachay Kadashim, that the Rebasar is eaten by the Kayanim, like a Chatas and Asham, there is Mila to start with, because it's called Kachay Hashem, from the time that we are Magdishit until the Zrika Saddam. After the Zrika Saddam, there is no longer any Mi'ila in the Basar. If the Kayanim are permitted to eat it, you can't call it Kachay Hashem. However, Mi'ila does continue in the Amrim, which are Makiv on the Mizbeach. That is still Kachay Hashem. Now, Kadashim Kalim, which are Necholim Labailim, they Bechlal don't have a Din Mi'ila. Fakert. They don't start out as Kachay Hashem. The only part and the only time that we have some Kachay Hashem by Kadashim Kalim is after the Zrikas Adam, then there is Mi'ila by the Amim on the Mizbeach. Because after the Zrikas Adam, then we can isolate part of the Kadashim Kalim, let's say part of a Karm Shlamin, and we can say the Bailam of Noshaychus to this, even the Kehanim will never have a Heta to this. This is exclusively Kachay Hashem. The Amrim that go up on the Mizbeach are only Kachay Hashem. Now, Rabbi Yeshua's point is as follows. Rabbi Eliezer, you're telling me that the case of Shechting Kadashay Kadashim, L'shem Kadashim Kalim, is similar to the case of Shechting and Oda Suwaif, L'shem Echadav. But it's not. My point is, by Echadav Suwaif, when processed properly, Me'ila is completely removed. There is no aspect to this. There is no chelik of it. There is nothing about this that has any shaychus to Me'ilah anymore. You're giving me a case of Kaddish HaKadoshim that has been advanced towards Kaddish HaKalim. Kaddish HaKalim have Me'ilah in concept. There's Me'ilah by the Amen. There's no Me'ilah by the Basar. There's no Me'ilah by any other part of the Karban until the time of Zrikas HaDam. But in essence, you cannot say that Kaddish HaKalim is a concept that has no shaychus to Me'ilah. Amar Rabbi Yeshua Allah, it's not a good comparison. You know why it retains its Me'ilah? Because advancing it into a state of Kaddishim Kalim, moving into that direction, doesn't mean that he moved it into a concept of no Me'ilah. Fakat, Kaddishim Kalim have Me'ilah, just depends where and when. Shekeshino Shemam Ledeva Sheyesh by Yisr the Heter. Yisr meaning the Amrin, which have Me'ilah. And in the Chanami, there's also an aspect of Heter, where there's no Me'ilah by Kaddishim Kalim. But when you say Kaddishim Kalim, you don't think no Me'ilah, Kaddishim Kalim have Me'ilah. Toime ba'oila. Masha'enkin in my case, where he's changing an oila sa'if to a chata sa'if. Shashino shemala dava shakulay heter. After the processing of the chata sa'if, and there is a heter l'kehanim, there is no me'ila in regard to any aspect of this. Now we have to remember something. If this was a chata's behema, there would still be me'ila in regard to the amen. That's why Rashi reminds us later that if this was a case of oilas behema that was turned into chatas behema, not birds, Rabbi Yeshua would be moed that there would be me'ilah anyhow. Because Rabbi Yeshua's whole yesod is that I have changed it into something that has no shaychus to me'ilah. That's true for chatas ha'oif, not for chatas behema. By chatas behema, like with all kachay kadoshim, once there's rikas adam, there is no me'ilah on the basar, because the basar is mutar l'kehanim. However, there is Me'ilah on the Amrim, on the Amurim that I am makriv on the Mizbeach. That is still considered Kachay Hashem. So Rabbi Yeshua himself is saying that if I take Kachay Kadoshim, Sheshachta Bidarim, and I turn it into Kadoshim Kalim, that is not considered changing it into something where there's no Me'ilah, because there is Me'ilah by the Amrim. Even by Kadoshim Kalim, there's Me'ilah by the Amrim. Now why was I turning an Eilas Behemah to a Chatas Behemah is the same thing. There's still Me'ilah in the Amrim. So I'm not changing it into something where there's no Me'ilah. There is an aspect of Me'ilah here that is retained. However, when I'm changing an Eilas Ha'oif into a Chatas Ha'oif, after the Zrika, there's no Me'ilah whatsoever. What about the Amrim? There aren't any. By Chatas Ha'oif, there's nothing that I'm makdir on the Mizbeach. So at the point of Shafhetu L'Kehanim, everything becomes mutter. There is no aspect of this Chatas Ha'oif that retains Me'ilah. There's nothing here that's still Kachay Hashem. And that's why Rabbi Yeshua says, only in this instance, when I'm turning an Oilas Ha'oif into a Chatas Ha'oif, I've changed it into something that doesn't have any Me'ilah whatsoever. Zakti Maravai Tanya, we learned in the Braisa. Now in this Braisa, we're going to see pretty much the same dialogue between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, but it's going to be a different version of it. We're going to see a different aspect of it. Tanya, Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. And again, let's remember what the basic machlokes is. Oilas ha'oif that was turned into chatas ha'oif, it was designated as an oilas ha'oif, but in location and in mice and in machshava, he treated it like a chatas. Rabbi Eliezer says, if an oila retains its me'ila, so does this carbon. Rabbi Yeshua says it was changed to a chatas ha'oif, and there is no me'ila. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Look at this case. Ashem sheshachte b'tzafayn l'shem shlamim yechiyach. That's going to show us. The carbon Ashem, of course, is kashi kadoshim. Sheshachte b'tzafayn, that's the right location. However, he shechted it l'shem shlamim. Now let's remember what we learned at the very beginning of our Masechta and what we have seen time in and time out again. As long as it's not a chatas in the Pesach, even if it's for the wrong carbon, it's still kashi. Just that shli'olu l'bailim l'shem chayim. So this Asham that he shechted l'shem shlam is a kosher carbon. Now what happened over here? He took a carbon that is kosher kadoshim, that has me'ilah on its basar until the time of Zrikas HaDam, and he changed it to kadoshim kalim, to a shlamim, which has no me'ilah. There's no me'ilah of kadoshim kalim except la'achar Zrikas HaDam. Me'ilah is initiated by the Amrim. soon as much as the Basar is concerned, he'd change something from where there is Mi'ila, that's the Asham, to where there's no Mi'ila, that's the Shlamim. According to Rabbi Yeshua, when you go in that direction, the result should be no Mi'ila. But that's not the case. The Allah is that there is Mi'ila. So Asham Sheshachtu B'tzafim L'shem Shlamim Yechiyach Zat Rabbi Eliezer. Look at this. Sheshinu HaShemai. He was Mishaneit from an Asham to a Shlamim. There shouldn't be any Mi'ila according to you, Rabbi Yeshua, yet the Allah is a Me'alimbai. Now, where is their Me'ila? Rashi reminds us. Before the Zrika Saddam. After the Shechita, before the Zrika Saddam. That's the Chiddush. After the Zrika Saddam, there's never any Me'ila. Even by Kachi Kadoshim, there's no Me'ila on the Basar after the Zrika Saddam. Al Kulpanim, Rabbi Eliezer concludes. So, being that you see, even if you change something to a no Me'ila item, it retains its Me'ila because it was originally designated for something that has Me'ila. So, Viafata, Altit, Malu, Oila. In the case of changing an oilas wife into a chatas wife, she avopisha shinu ashema, but sindesvegin, the result should be, being that it was designated for an oila, shema alba, that ne'ila should apply. On the late of Yeshua, the Yeshua, however, says, this does not prove the case against me. Why? It's not a dinyan. Ima marta di asham. If you're going to say that this is true for an asham that was changed into a shlamim, that it does not assume the status of shlamim, where there is no Mi'ila. That is because, and we continue with the gears of the Sheet and the Kibbetzes, although Shashina is Shemai, but Veloshina is Nekaimai. Where did he shecht this Asham? He shechted it in the place of an Asham, Bitzafai. That's what you tell me. Asham Sheshechted Bitzafai. The only problem was, he had the Machshav of the Shlamim. Now, if you ask me what the case was with an Oilas wife that was processed Lemaila with the Machshav of a Chatas, I would also say that it stays in oil, and Mi'ila doesn't go off. But that's not my case. Taima, are you going to say that the same is true bi'oila, Shashinu HaShema, where not only did he have in mind chatas, but Vishinas Mekaima, he processed it in the place of a chatas. That's why it becomes a chatas. Amalei Rabbi Eliezer, fine. So I'll bring you a ride from a different case, where he not only changes his machshava, but he also changes the location. Asham Sheshachtei Bidarayim L'Shem Shlam Yechiyach. Here he takes an Asham and he shechts it with Yershecht Kadosh Kal. And he also has B'machshava L'Shem Kadosh Kal L'Shem Shlamim. This will show us that even if you're traveling in the direction of something that has no Me'ila, it retains its Me'ila if that's what it was initially designated for. Look at this case. Sheshinu es Shemai. He changes from an Asham to a Shlamim. The Shinas Mekaimai. And over here, you can't tell me he didn't change the place. He did change the place. He shechted it Bidarai. According to you, it should be like an Oilas wife that was changed to a Chatas wife, where it should assume the rule of a Chatas. We don't say that over here. We don't say that it assumes the rule of a Shlamim and that there is no Me'ila. Rather, we say Me'alanbai. As long as it's before the Zrika Saddam, there still is Me'ila like any Kodshe Kodeshim. So, Afata, Altit Mal Ha'oila. Don't wonder about your case. That is the case that we dispute. The Oilas wife that was changed into a Chatas wife, even though he processed it Lamata, She'avopi Shashinu Hashema Vishinas Mekoima, even though he had in mind Lashem Chatas, and he processed it in a place for a Chatas instead of an Oila. But despite that, the Halacha should be as I maintain that Me'alanba. Amalei Rabbi Yeshua, the cases are still not compatible. Why? It's not a dinyan. And Achanami, this is closer to our case, because over here, he changed the location as well. However, while he changed the location of the Yosha to the location of Kodshei Kalim, and he changed his Machshava to that of Kodshei Kalim, he had in mind Lashem Shlamim, what he did not change was the Etzim process. Imamat to the Yosha, if this is true for an Yosha, that it retains its initial Ni'ila, that's because we're dealing here with a case, Shashinu HaShemai, and Achanami, he had in mind Shlamim, Shashinu HaShemai, and he shechted the Darim, which is the place of a Shlamim, but the Loi Shashinu HaMaisav, in the Maisa HaShchit, did he do anything different, because he now thought he was working with a Shlamim rather than an Asha? No, the Maisa is the same. Talina Diyarla, on the other hand, can you say the same for our case, the case that we argue over? The Oilas wife that was changed to a Chatas wife. Look at what happened over here. Shashinas Shema, we changed it from a Chatas to an Oila. So that you also have. You change it from an Ashim to a Shlam. The Shinas Mekayma, we changed it from Lamaila Mechota Sikra to Lamata Mechota Sikra. That you also have. You change it from Tzafon to Dar. However, the Shinas Masel, physically, we did a Maisa Chatas a wife over here. We were Moilik only one Simen and not two Simanim. That you don't have. He did nothing different over here, physically in his Maisim, when he changes this from an Ashim to a Shlam. Now Rabbi Eliezer doesn't respond to this. Rabbi Eliezer seems to concede that in a Hanami, the Raya is not a good Raya. That if you're changing everything, like by Yorla Suwaif to Chabda Suwaif, you're changing location, you're changing Machshava, you're changing Maisa, then maybe Takiyat should assume the new guidelines. Amar Rava, so Rava said, how come Rabbi Eliezer couldn't respond from the following case? The name away, Rabbi Eliezer should have said, Ashim Sheshachte Bidorim L'Shem Shlamim B'Shinu Ba'alam Yichyach. Rava is assuming a position over here that we can equate Shinui Maisa to Shinui Ba'al. You can't have Shinu Maisa between an Ashim and a Shlamim. Both are Shachta the same way. What's there to change? However, suppose he shechts what is really Reuven's Asham, it's Reuven who needs the Kapara, and he shechts it for Shimon. What happens in that case? We have an Asham that he shechted L'Shem Shlamim, Shashina Shemai. We have an Asham that he shechted Bidarim, so Vashinath Mekoimai, it's supposed to be Vitzafai. And we have an Asham that he shechted for the wrong person, and Rabbi feels that is equivalent to Vashinath Maisa. It's equivalent to the one simon with the chatas wife, as opposed to the two simonim that are needed for the yail. The halacha over here is, it doesn't change to a shlamim in terms of hilchos me'il. Why doesn't Rabbi Eliezer cite this deraisa in opposition to Rabbi Yeshua? Midaloikam halachi, in the absence of Rabbi Eliezer's response by citing this deraisa, shmamina that nachis Rabbi Eliezer l'tamid Rabbi Yeshua. What happened over here is that at this point in the dialogue, Rabbi Eliezer really understood what Rabbi Yeshua means to say. What did Rabbi Eliezer now understand in the words of Rabbi Yeshua? Until now, what we saw about Rabbi Yeshua didn't really give us the whole picture. We saw Rabbi Yeshua's halacha, that if you take the eilus wife and you treat it like a chatas wife, there's no me'ila. But we don't really understand what that means. Does that mean that it really stays an eilus wife, it's just that there's no me'ila like a chatas wife? Or does it mean that it actually becomes a chatas wife? We're not saying over here, and this is how we're learning now, we're not saying that because it was treated so similar to a chatas, it should have some of the halachis of a chatas. We're saying much stronger than that. We're saying it is a chatas. That's what Rabbi Yeshua is saying. Me'ila is just one of the halachis that happens to change because it is a chatas. But that's not even the main nekuda. Now, you can't say this by any other carbon, says Rashi. There's no other carbon that could possibly change. You can't possibly take something that was designated as an asham and bimitzius change it into a shlam. It's not going to happen. That idea of the actual carbon changing to a different carbon only works from oilas oif to chatas oif. And Rashi is going to soon explain why. Chatas oif is kosher b'simen echad. Oilas oif requires a malika for both simanim. If you would do Malika for only one simon by an Eilus wife, it wouldn't be good. It wouldn't be kosher. So again, it's important to remember, says Rashi, the Malika of one simon by an Eilus wife is nothing. It's useless. By a Chatas wife, that is the Gemar of the Avoid. Now when he takes an Eilus wife and he processes it L'mata Michut HaSikra in the place of an Chatas wife, what happened over here? He did only one simon. Like by a chatas wife, there's only one simon. And he stops there. What he effectively did over here is switch it to a chatas. Now, why don't I look at it differently? Why don't I say that he took an oil and he processed it lamata, therefore it should be possible because it's an oil in the wrong place. The catch, says Rashi, is that at what point do you say that he was moilik an oil in the wrong place? By an oila, malika means two simanim. Without two simanim, it's not malika yet. So, if he did both simonim lemata and echanami, that's an oil in the wrong place, and it would be possible. But he did simon echad and he stopped. So you can't say he did an oil in the wrong place. He didn't do an oila. He stopped after one simon. By achata stopping after one simon, that's the Gemara Avodah. So what happens over here is, it becomes a chatas before it has a chance to become pasul as an oiler that was done in the wrong place. This is a unique thing. You don't have this with any other carbon. The other carbonis, you don't have this fine chiluk, the way you have over here, between the chatas wife and the oiler's wife. You don't have this situation where the chatas wife sort of clicks into place before he has a chance to process it as an oiler so that I can render it possible as an oiler in the wrong place. Let's see how the Gemara explains it. From Rabbi Eliezer's lack of response, our feeling is, says Rava, that Rabbi Eliezer realized what Rabbi Yeshua's real shita is. Rabbi Yeshua's real shita is that it's not that we treat this like a chatas, it becomes a chatas. The Omer of Adabar Ahava continues the Gemara. Oimer hoy Rabbi Yeshua, that oilus ha'oif, she'osa lamata, you were moiliket lamata, kemaisa chatas, only one simon and not two simonim, l'shem chatas. What happens over here is, kiva she'molik ba simon echad, at that point, the chatas ha'oif status sort of clicks into place, nimsheches v'nasif chatas ha'oif, it is pulled away from its previous designation of oilus ha'oif, and it now becomes a chatas ha'oif. The Lamaisa, we have to understand this. The Brisker of Taka asks, as it's printed in the samples of Chedushi Agreed, Saif Chosayif, what turns it into a Chata Saif? What did he do over here that is the drastic step where we can say, now he switched it from an Ayla Saif to a Chata Saif? So you're telling me he did only one Simon instead of two Simonim. But even by an Ayla Saif, in order to do two Simonim, you have to do one Simon and then proceed to the next Simon. So at the point that he did one simon, potentially he could continue to the next simon. So how are you somehow telling me that because he stopped, that's considered doing a maisa chatas ha'oif, an intrinsic change in the infrastructure of the avoda, and somehow it's now a chatas ha'oif? He didn't really change anything. If he was processing a regular chatas ha'oif, he would also go one simon and then the second simon. Now getting back to a little of what we discussed yesterday and also in our previous perek, according to the Mandiyama, that if there's Shia, if too much time elapses between the first simon and the second simon, that passes it. Okay, so we can say that what changed it over here is his hesitation, his lack of doing anything after the first simon. The fact that he doesn't proceed to the second simon and you have that time of doing nothing elapsing, that's the switch. That's what makes it possible, and Amela, it now only is kosher if what he's engaged in is a chatas ha'oif that requires only one simon. What about the mandama that holds Shia doesn't passel? What about the mandama that holds even if you hesitate, you can still proceed to the second simon? So it still should be unclear over here what exactly happens that we say is considered a switch in the maisim at this stage so that it suddenly becomes a chatas ha'oif. According to this mandama, by an oilus ha'oif, you can do one simon, and a half hour later, he might look the second simon. So he did one simon over here, and it becomes a chatas ha'oif. Why? Maybe we're just waiting over here, and it could still be an oiler, which of course will be an oiler in the wrong place. That would be possible. So he answers that there's the man yama, which we learned about earlier, that there's also a chaticha of roiv basar that is necessary. So if this were to be an oiler's wife, there would be several issues over here. You have to have both simonim, and you have to have chatichas roiv basar. So the fact that he only did one simon, that isn't enough of a change, because theoretically he could proceed to the second simon, according to the mandama that says Shia doesn't passel. However, there is a physical change over here, because he did not cut roiv basar. And therefore, what he did was really a maisa chatas ha'oif, not a maisa oilus ha'oif. In any event, getting back to Rabbi Yeshua Shita, so what we're saying over here is, it becomes a chatas ha'oif. It's pulled away from its original designation, and it becomes a brand new carb. Frek the Gemara. Let's just bear in mind that we spoke out a little bit of the Maskan of the Gemara, because Rashi speaks to that earlier. But the Gemara isn't fully aware yet of all the details and the reasoning behind this. And therefore, the Gemara proceeds to the next question. If what happens over here is, with the Eilus wife that is done with Mata, that it, Bimetzius, changes into a Chatas wife, Yochiyah b'zayfekti gemara. Chatas huar nani shasa l'mayla. What if he takes something which is initially designated as a chatas huar? The chatas huar is supposed to be done l'mata, he does it l'mayla, and he perceives k'maisa ha'oyla. He treats it physically like a ma'ila. So why don't we say the same thing? We're going to read here from the Girsa of the Shita. The chimalik b'simen echad, when he does the malika on one simen, and doesn't stop there, at this point, he should have stopped. It's a chatas. There's only one, not two. But he proceeds to the second simen. So b'yidich simen, by doing the second simen, I should say t'imoshach v'tehev o'ilas o'ayf. So he now turned it into an o'ilas o'ayf. This is even stronger. If it's the other way around, in o'ilas o'ayf that's done l'mata, so an o'ilas o'ayf has to have both simen. He did one simen and then he stopped. So we have to mutter ourselves to try to figure out why stopping after one is already considered a ma'isa chatas o'ayf. But here it's even better. Here we're talking about a chatas o'ayf that is done l'mayla. Instead of just one simen, he proceeds to the second simen. At the point that he proceeds to the second simen, he has now engaged a ma'isa o'ilas o'ayf, l'mayla. And therefore it should become an o'ilas o'ayf. How come an o'ilas o'ayf that is treated like a chatas l'mata becomes a chatas o'ayf? And a chatas wife that is treated like a noilas wife l'mayla does not become a noilas wife. Zechitei mochanami, maybe it does. Maybe the Yeshua holds that it works the other way as well. Take a chatas wife l'mayla, and you have the right location for a noilas wife, the right maisa for a noilas wife, the right machshava for a noilas wife. Maybe a taka becomes a noilas wife. Now, just one thing: we're learning in the havamin over here. When you say that the yerla becomes a chatas, it becomes a kosher chatas. Later on, the Gemara is going to change that. But for now, that's our kasha. If an oila can become a kasha or chatas because they treated it like a chatas, let a chatas become a kasha or oila if they treated it like an oila. V'chitein hachanami. Maybe you're going to say that then a chanami. If you take a chatas wife and do everything l'mayla properly for an oila's wife, it does become an oila's wife. But if you want to be oichanam Hashem Rabbi Benoah, kachi etzah shal mishnah. And literally that means what you have heard now, the way that Yeshua described to Shita, that's the way it is. What does he mean to say by that? My love, kachi yatzah, that only the case that was described, that is true, but the sulai. So if Rabbi Yeshua says that an oila that was done l'mata, kemaisa chatas l'shem chatas becomes a chatas, and says nothing else, so don't assume on your own that if it's the other way around, if it's a chatas that was done l'mayla l'shem oila, it also becomes a oila. No. Rabbi Yeshua only argues in this case. Only in the case of an oila that is l'shem chatas. I want to talk about why. What is the difference between an oila l'shem chatas or a chatas l'shem oila? Zakti Gemara, no, you're making a mistake. There is no difference. When Rav Benoah said, kachi yatzah, you know what he meant to say? He meant to say, kach yatzah shel kula mishnah. In the Havamina, you learned that Rav Benoah is telling us the way it is, what you hear, that is the only thing that Yeshua argues on. Not what he meant to say. He meant to say kachatzah shel kula mishnah. He meant to say b'davka, don't think that way. Don't think that only because of Yeshua mentions the case of an oila that is done l'mata that it turns into a chatas. Don't think that's the only time he argues and says it turns into a chatas. You should know that it's negeya to even other parts of the mishnah. And then a chanami, if someone takes a chatas a wife l'mayla, you have the location of an oila, and he does it l'shem oila, and he does it with the mice oila. Rav Yeshua argues over here as well, and he says it does become an oila. And like we said before, our mishnah says that it's possible. Rav Yeshua disagrees. That's the Tanakam. That's another sheet. Ravashi and Ravashi says Rav Yeshua does not argue on the mishnah. Our mishnah says Taka that if you take a chatas a wife l'mayla and process like an oila, it's possible, and Rav Yeshua would agree. Why is it different than taking an oilus away from a mata and processing it like a chatas? Zakhtazashi, here's the chilk. Bishloim an oilus oif. Granted an oilus oif shasol l'mata kemais a chatas l'shem chatas. If I take an oilus oif, my location is the place of a chatas, l'mata. I do one simon instead of two simon, and that's kemais a chatas. And my machshav is l'shem chatas. Here it becomes a chatas. I have to go step by step and see what happens over here. When I take the oilas o'ayf l'mata and I do the one simen, I'm oilik the one simen. At this point, I have successfully completed what is necessary for a chatas o'ayf. and I have not yet engaged the process of an Eilach life. Kiven the harch shira b'simen echad, being that a chatas wife is with one simen, the harch shira b'shnei simen, an Eilach wife only becomes kosher with two simen, and the Eilach wife l'mata lesser, you don't have an Eilach wife l'mata, so everything I did over here spells chatas. Nothing that I did over here could be misconstrued or could be pinpointed as a maisa oila. Now the maila here is, I managed to change it into a chatas before I technically passled it as an oila. That's something that only works this way but won't work the other way. But as we're soon going to see, there is no possible way I can take the chatas and turn it into an oila unless I first passle it as a chatas. And at that point it's too late, I can't change it into an oila anymore. Now, chatas wise, in the case of chatas wise, you're going to tell me I took it l'mayla and I treated it exactly like an oila. That means I was moilik both simanim. And I did it l'shem oila. So you're trying to say that I have location, which is l'mayla for an oila, I have two simanim, which is the mice of an oila, and I have kavana, which is l'shem oila. You want it to become an oila? It won't work. And this is why. Keep in the Amar Man, Malika b'chomakim shayra. So by taking it up l'mayla, I have not established yet that it's an oila. It's still a chatas. Now I'm continuing to take something which is technically a chatas, and I want to treat it like an oila. I want to cut both simanim. Now cutting both simanim would have proven that it's an oila. The problem is I can't make it to the second simon. Because what's going to happen is, v'chimolik b'simon echad, at the point that I'm moilik one simon, so what did I do here? I took a chatas, and I was moilik one simen l'shem oila. I concluded the avoida of a chatas here. A chatas has only one simen. And I did it l'shem oila. At that point, itzlik becomes possible. It became possible before I had a chance to establish that it's an oila that never was a chatas to start with. I can only do that through doing a maisa oila, but I can't get to the maisa oila. I can't get to the second simen without first passeling it by completing the Maisa Chatas, which is one simen, Shaloy L'Shemoy L'Shem Oila. So once it becomes possible, Ki Hada Malak B'Yiddich Simen, even if I'm going to try to do the second simen now, saying, well, I did a Maisa Oila, but too late. It's already a Pasul Chatas. So Hechem Nimshcha V'Havya Oila Sa'if. How can a Chatas Oif possibly be somehow changed into an argument that through my maisim, through my location, through my machshava, you see it was an oila all along? It was not an oila all along. It was a chatas that is possible before it became an oila. It seems a little complicated, but it's really not. What the Gemara is saying is really quite simple. And we'll repeat it one more time quickly. If I take an oila sa'if lemata, true, it's in the wrong place. But I can sort of switch it into a chatas without passeling it as an oila. I am lemata, I'm in the wrong place. But I'm only doing one simen. I'm not doing two simonim. An oila requires two simonim. Now, I didn't proceed to the second simen. I stopped after one simen. So I stopped where a chatas stops. And then I do everything else like a chatas. So did I passel this as an oila? Not really. I just changed it into a chatas. On the other hand, it won't work the other way. If I take the chatas and I try to bring it up, what happens over here? I want to turn it into an oila. But before I turn it into an oila, I'm going to wind up passeling it as a chatas. How can I turn it into an oila? By bringing it up, that doesn't necessarily passel it. Because furthermore, by bringing it up, I'm not establishing it as an oila, because b'di'aved, the malika of a chatas could be l'mayl. But what happens now? In oila, I'm taking this chatas, but I want to turn it into an oila. I can only turn it into an oila by doing both simonim, but I'll never get there. After the first simon, I have already completed the maisa chatas. By chatas, it's nigmura avidasa after one simon. Now, at this point, it becomes possible because it was a chatas l'shem oila. And unlike an oila which could be made shaloy l'shma, a chatas cannot be made shaloy l'shma. So what I did over here was the whole maisa chatas shaloy l'shma before I even get a chance to get to the second simon. So I have passeled it before I was able to turn it into an oila. Zakti manavaita gufa amarav adabarahav. You just told me that Oimer Hoya Rabbi Yeshua, Oilus Hoyf, Shiasa Lemata, the Oilus Hoyf was brought down to the wrong place. But he proceeded doing everything like a chatas, kimase chatas, doing the avoid of a chatas, l'shem chatas, kiva shemolg ba simen echod, and he stops after that one simen, nimsheches v'nasis chatas ha'ais. It becomes a chatas. Now all along we are learning now, which indeed the Gemara assumes in the Hava Amina, that a taka becomes a kosher chatas. So much so, that if the person had a chiyuv to bring a chatas ha'ais, he was yoitza the chatas ha'ais, with this oila turned chatas. We turn up to have Samach Zayinim with days. Zokti Gemara Tashma. Now the Gemara is going to quote from a Perik in Mishnayis, Masechtas Kinin, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. We know what the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. Kinim Apizchei Nida, this is Gufei Chachma. We're soon going to see why. But first let's just be Magdim, what Rashi explains to us. Stam Mishnah in Masechtas Kinin is the Sheet of Rav Yeshua. That is the basis of our Kash over here. Now, the din is that a Yeledes, who had a Zachar or an Akeva, has to bring a carbon, Shtei Tayrim, or Shnei Dinei Yoina. One is supposed to be a carbon oila, the other a Chatas. Now, the Mishnah says as follows. Chatas lezu, the oila lezu. Let's say Rachel had to bring a Chatas o'ais and a oila o'ais, because she was a Yeledes. Now, Rachel was already makriv her oila o'ais. So the only thing left for her to do was to bring her Chatas o'ais. Her friend Leah also had a baby. She too has to bring a chatas ha'ais and an oilus ha'ais. But in her case, it's just the opposite. She already brought her chatas ha'ais. She is yet to bring her oilus ha'ais. So again, Rachel still has to bring her chatas. Leah still has to bring her oila. Now the two went together, and they bring a pair of birds. This is what complicates things, because they came together. We have here a pair of birds, and we haven't really clarified exactly which bird is for whom. All we did was that these two women gave their birds to the Kayin, and the Kayin knows one of them is a Chatas, the other is a Oila. One is for Rachel, and the other is for Leah. And he's supposed to proceed over here without really knowing which bird belongs to whom. Let's see what the Mishnah says. Chatas lezu, the Oila lezu. We have here a pair of birds. All we know is Rachel needs a chatas out of this pair of birds, and Leah needs an oila. Now what does the Kayin do? Asa shtein l'mayla. He does both on top, where an oila is supposed to be processed. Mechza kasher, mechza pas. Mechza kasher means that Leah was yaitza her chayiv for an oila. Rachel, on the other hand, was not yaitza her chayiv for a chatas. That's the umechza pas. Shtein l'mata. What if the Kayin processes both below by the mizbeach? So he treats both like a chatas. Again, mechza kasher, mechza pasul, except this time, Rachel is on the kasher side, because she knows that her chatas was processed, and Leah, who needed the oila, she's going to have to bring another one. This one is pasul. But in a way, that was only a halbitzar, where the kohen did both on top and both on bottom. At least there we know that one of them is good. Achas l'mayla v'achas l'mata, the kohen took one bird, and he processed it on top, and with the other bird he did the avoid at the bottom, shteyim suis, and they're both possible. My problem? Shani oimer, because I have to say, being that I don't know exactly which bird was which, well, what happens if chatas kreva l'mayla? What if Rachel's chatas was actually the bird that was processed l'mayla in the wrong place? And the oila kreva l'mata? What happens if Leah's oila was the bird that happened to be the one done l'mata? So they're both possible. What's our kasha? Still, assuming that when Rabbi Yeshua says, if you turn the oil into a chatas, it becomes a kasher chatas in the bailam ayat to their chayiv, so I don't see why there's a major problem over here, Frek the Gemara. Nehina mi di oila karva lamata. Fine, I understand the problem, that it could be the oila was brought down lamata instead of where it's supposed to be, and that is lamaila. But timshach, but to have a chatas ha'if, let it become a chatas ha'if. Isn't this what we're talking about all along? Isn't this Rabbi Yeshua Shita? That if you take the oil lamata, it becomes a chatas? So why are you saying that they're both possible? According to Rabbi Yeshua, and again, Rashi reminded us, Stam Mishnah Masechtas Kinin is the Shita of Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Yeshua, this case of where the kohen does achas lamayla v'achas lamata should be equivalent to the case where the kohen does both lamata. What did we say over there? We said, look, he treated both like a chatas. So Rachel was yaitzeh her chatas, and Leah was not yaitzeh her oila. Now that the Kayin did achas lemayla v'achas lemata, you're saying none of them were yaitzeh. Because maybe the oila was below, and the chatas was above. This should be equivalent to the case of doing both lemata. Mimanafshach. If the chatas was processed correctly lemata, for sure it's good. Even if the oila was the one that was processed lamata, it also becomes a chatas. So mimanafshach, I should have satisfied the chatas over here. I should say Rachel was yaitzeh her chayiv. Why do I say that both are possible? Answer the Gemara, no, this wouldn't work even according to Rabbi Yeshua. Name of the Yomid of Yeshua, when does Rabbi Yeshua say that an oila turned chatas works for a chatas, b'chad gav? That's by one person. Suppose you had one woman over here that needed both an oila and a chatas. And then a chanani. The kohen doesn't know which one he did lamayla and which one he did lamata. Then we can say that meman of shach were yaitzeh the chatas. If he processed the right chatas lamata, for sure it's good. Even if he took the oila lamata, it also becomes a chatas. But this is a different situation. We're talking about two people over here. So betray gavri miyama? This is a whole different situation. We have here two people. Rachel is the one who needs the chatas. If I knew that Rachel's bird was processed lamata, I can say she was yaitzeh her chayv. But I don't know that. It could be Rachel's chatas was done lamayla. And it could be that Leah's oila was the one that was processed lamata. And maybe it does become a chatas. But for whom? Not for Rachel, for Leah. Leah, of course, doesn't need the chatas. Rachel is the one who needs the chatas. But how could Rachel be yaitzeh with Leah's chatas? There's a whole different problem over here. Shailas, what was the Gemara's Havamina? If the Taisus is Mevayah, then in the Havamina we thought there was some type of a tonight between them, Ayin Yaisu B'Taisus. Tashma. We continue to challenge the Gemara's understanding of Rabbi Yeshua, that somehow, if you take an oila and process it below, it turns into a chatas. And again, we ask a kasha from Masechtas Kinan, where Stam Mishnah over there is Rabbi Yeshua. And here we have to get acquainted with the terminology a little bit. Chatas, the oila, Astuma and Mufureshes. Rashi explains as follows. We have over here two women that took three kinim. Each kan is a pair of birds, either doves or pigeons. So in other words, we have two women and three pairs of birds. It's all mixed up. Again, let's use the names Rachel and Leah. Each one of these two women have to bring three birds. Why three? What happened was, they had one baby, they brought only one of the two, then they had another baby. So they owe one from before, and then they owe a whole set of chatas and oila for the new baby. However, perhaps it would be kedai to write this down. Rachel, let us say, by her first baby, brought her chatas. She still owes an oila from the first baby. She now has another baby. She owes an oila and a chatas for the new baby. So in total, Rachel owes two carbon oilas and one chatas. Now by Leah, it's the opposite. She has her first baby. She brings an oila. She still owes the chatas. And she has another baby. So she now owes an oila and a chatas for the new baby. In total, Leah owes one chatas from the previous baby and one chatas from the new baby. She owes two chatas and one oila. So again, Rachel and Leah both owe three birds, except that Rachel owes two oilas and one chatas. Leah owes two chatas and one oila. Now let's focus on these birds over here, these three pairs of birds that they're bringing. We'll call it pair number one, pair number two, and pair number three. Sometimes they're referred to as a preda or a kan. Pair number one. Out of these two birds, they decided one would be an oila for Rachel and the other would be a chatas for Leah. Remember, Rachel is the one who owes the two oilas, and Leah is the one who owes the two chatas. So, perhaps to make it easier to remember, it seems that they wanted to designate the first pair to make up for past obligations. Rachel owes an oila from her previous baby, besides for the new set. Leah owes a chatas from her previous baby besides for the new set. And therefore, we have pair number one. One bird is supposed to be an Oila for Rachel, the other bird is supposed to be a Chatas for Leah. So with that first pair, they made it clear. Now with the second pair, they made nothing clear. And whenever with the second pair, all I know is I have two birds. One is supposed to be a Chatas eventually, the other is supposed to be an Oila. But nothing over here was set aside. We didn't decide which bird was going to be the Chatas and which bird was going to be the Oila. And we didn't decide for whom each bird is going to be. Is it going to be for Leah? Is it going to be for Rachel? So unlike in the first case over here, A, I don't know which bird is the Chatas and which bird is the Oila. B, I don't know which bird is for Rachel and which bird is for Leah. Now we go to the third pair of birds that they set aside. Now over here they gave us a little bit of information. They told us this bird is going to be an Oila, and they decided this other bird is going to be a Chatas. They did not, however, clarify or decide if it's going to be an Oila for Rachel or an Oila for Leah, and if it's going to be a Chatas for Rachel or a Chatas for Leah. So again, my three pairs of birds, with the pair number one, everything is clear. This bird is an Oila for Rachel, the other bird a Chatas for Leah. Pair number two, nothing is clear. I don't know which is the Chatas, I don't know which is the Oila, I don't know for whom each bird is. In pair number three, I know that one bird is an Oila and the other bird is a Chatas, but I don't know for whom. Another way to look at this is, I have a total out of these three pairs of six birds over here. Two of the birds are for sure an Oila. One is clearly Rachel's Oila. The other Oila doesn't have Bialim yet. We don't know if it's for Rachel or for Leah. I have two Chatois over here. Clear Chatois. One is for Leah, the other I don't know. Then I have two birds where I Bechlal don't know. I don't even know whether they're a Chatas or they're an Oila. Now let's see the Mishnah inside, the Mishnah that the Gemara quotes, Tashma. Chatas v'Oila, that's one pair. That's pair number three. I know that it's a Chatas and an Oila, but I don't know for whom. Vistuma, that was the second pair. I don't know anything about this. I don't know which is a Chatas, I don't know which is an Oila, I don't know for whom it is. And Lefereshes, that's the first pair we spoke about. That's where I know that I have an Oila for Rachel and a Chatas for Leah. Now the client gets these six birds, how is he supposed to be makavit? Well, the right thing to do is just to be makavit them according to the information that he has. Pair number three, you have an oil and a chatas, you don't know any bialim, you'll be makavit the oil lamayla the chatas lamata. Pair number two, it's stum, we don't know anything, take one bird, be makavit lamayla as an oila, take another bird, be makavit lamata as a chatas. Pair number one, you know clearly what to do, fine. Take the oil and be makavit lemayla l'shem Rachel. Take the chatas, be makavit lemata l'shem Leah. That would have been the right thing to do, but that's not what the kohen did. Asa kulan lemayla. He took all these six birds and he was makavit all of them lemayla. For some reason, he was under the impression that all six were supposed to be oilas. Zakta Mishnah, mechza kasha, mechza pasul. Well, all three chatois are obviously pasul. They're in the wrong place. The three oilas, they're kosher. Now, kula lamata, if the kain for some reason was under the impression they were all chatois, and therefore he did all six birds lamata, again, mechza kosher, mechza pasul. The three chatois are kosher. They were in the right place. The three oilas that were not in the right place, they were supposed to be on top, they are pasul. And from the subsequent cases in the Mishnah, we're going to build our kasha on Rabbi Yeshua.